And now the story of how a slightly unusual festival in Exeter, New Hampshire, was able to avoid cancellation with help from what sounds like an unusual benefactor. I'm talking about the Exeter UFO Festival, and to explain more, let's turn to Jason Claffey, editor at Exeter Patch. He's been reporting on the UFO Festival, and he joins me now with an update. Hi, Jason.
Thanks for having me.
Well, for those who don't know, what is the connection to UFOs in Exeter? Why is there a festival?
There's a festival in New Hampshire, mostly because of a famous incident in 1961 involving Betty and Barney Hill, who claimed they were abducted by aliens. And the organizers of the Exeter UFO Festival started this about 5 years ago. That the Betty and Barney Hill incident was sort of the driving factor to have it in New Hampshire.
And then this news that it was at least temporarily canceled. What happened?
Right. Well, the organizer, Dean Merchant, he needed to take a break from his duties because organizing this festival is a huge undertaking, because this festival draws hundreds of people from across the country, and he just wanted to let these people know that he wasn't going to be able to organize it this year in case they were making hotel reservations. He just wanted to let them know. And so we published a story about that on Exeter Patch, and someone from the Exeter Kiwanis group had learned that the festival was going to be canceled and stepped up, talked to Dean, and said that the Kiwanis, that they were going to step up and save it.
The Kiwanis being a community organization, you think of them doing community activities, but this may be the first time that a Kiwanis group has organized a UFO festival. But I guess, like you were saying, that shows that this has become a community event, not just simply a UFO thing.
Right. It's a really unique event for New Hampshire and especially for Exeter. Like I said, it draws hundreds of people from across the country, and it's great for the local hotels, restaurants, and the festival itself is, definitely unique. They have costume contests for children and pets as well. There's a pet costume contest where people dress up their pets as aliens, and it's just a fun, family-friendly event for the town. The Kiwanis group is very excited for that, and I'm sure all the UFO enthusiasts in New Hampshire and beyond are excited too.
Well, Jason, thanks for the update, and keep watching the skies.
Thanks, Bree.
Jason Claffey of Exeter Patch. We have a link to his reporting on the Exeter UFO Festival at nhpr.org.